This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The coronavirus impacting all of us. And joining us from our nation's capital is Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Where, Chris, last time we spoke was 2 weeks ago, and then the headlines have been escalating ever since.
Situation has just really snowballed. I guess that's one of the definitions of epidemics and pandemics, is that it just gets out of control, and we're sort of at that tipping point now. So the way we're looking at the COVID-19 situation, Bill, is sort of a short-term, long-term. In the short-term, what we're working on right now with the administration at the federal level and even trying to help influence things at the state and local level is making certain that there aren't any impediments to getting milk processed, getting it produced on the farm and processed to processing plants and getting it to customers. At this point, we don't see any of those holdups, but as the virus spreads and more people develop symptoms, there's the possibility that farms may not have enough workers to help harvest the milk, or that processing plants may be short workers. So the main thing we're doing is trying to make certain that our members and others in the whole dairy value chain understand, obviously, the prevention help keep from getting the virus in the first place. But then also, if there are situations where workers at any level, including truck drivers, are impacted, that we have systems in place that allow these businesses to still operate so that we can still get the milk to the marketplace.
Yeah, that's the number one consumer concern out there right now is, are there going to be, you know, is there anything on the shelves, you know, including dairy?
Well, it's kind of funny how we've been hearing about the decline in bottled milk sales for years now. And what we've heard is that a lot of bottlers have never seen sales so good as what they've seen here in the past week or two. Obviously, though, once people stock up with products like that, or toilet paper or other consumer staples, it's going to go in fits and starts, and eventually the stores will get replenished. And if there's no one out there to buy them, that's when you run into situations where you may have supply-demand imbalances. What we certainly know is that most people are going to be eating food from home for the foreseeable future, and we think that's actually a net positive for dairy. But at the same time, very few people are going to be dining out. They may be getting takeout, and that might also be good for cheese sales, for instance, if people are getting takeout pizzas. But certainly a lot of food service establishments and restaurants are seeing their sales crater, and they're kind of at the tip of the spear in terms of the economic fallout from not having people leave their homes.
So short term, you know, making sure the food supply is not disrupted. Long term, you know, there are just so many questions out there.
Right. And I think the obvious answer to the question is this going to crater the economy? The answer is unfortunately yes. Already it looks like we're heading towards a recession, just given what's happening not only with declines in key sectors of the economy like tourism and transportation, but also obviously the stock market, and certainly the dairy markets are also responding. So from our standpoint at National Milk Bill, the other thing that we're working on right now, apart from just the short-term issues affecting dairy production, are there's going to be a stimulus package. They're talking about $1 trillion with a T package to help out everyone in the economy, including maybe sending money directly to everyone. But what are the things that we can do to help dairy farmers out so that we maintain our critical infrastructure, which is food production? So that's still a work in progress, process of continuing to talk with lawmakers and those at USDA to make certain that we have the economic tools necessary to help farmers. Because as much as we'd like to think that things will blow over by the end of March in a couple of weeks, I suspect that we're going to see these sorts of restrictions on movement and on gathering at restaurants for many weeks to come. And as that process plays out, that obviously is going to be bad for the economy. And so we're going to be looking to the government to provide appropriate economic resources to help our economy get back on its feet later in the year. One thing I would add, Bill, is that if you go to our nmpf.org website, we have a coronavirus page with a lot of resources, particularly geared towards those in the dairy sector, both farmers as well as processing plants. There's a coronavirus page where we are updating that on a regular basis with information sheets, things that you can share with farm workers and employers, answering questions that people may have about how they should be dealing with the situation.
Again, that's nmpf.org. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.